From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Nico Case, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl scandalizes all of public radio when he performs his hit song, Blurred Rhymes. Look, by our standards, that was really good. There's our listener limerick challenge coming up. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, John McCain has been one of the most vocal advocates of intervening in Syria. So it made a lot of sense that during Tuesday's long hearing about doing just that, McCain was photographed doing what?
Playing poker on his iPhone.
That's exactly right, Adam.
Yeah.
He was caught doing this during the Senate hearing. It was a departure from his usual iPhone game of choice, Angry Senators. You can't really blame him, though. Even a man who endured torture for years in a Vietnamese prison camp cannot bear to hear John Kerry go on for 3 hours straight.
But how do you knock a 140-year-old man who can use an iPhone?
That's true.
I mean, do you understand? This is the only man who saw the invention of the phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing?
And the iPhone.
Right.
Like, he was around for both, so you have to give him,
some
credit.
It's true. Nico, you can rent a car, you can rent a cop, and now thanks to a small business in Pennsylvania, you can also rent a what?
I rent a lot of things. I'm trying to think of something I wouldn't have thought of.
What's the oddest thing you've rented?
A sword.
That's pretty odd.
I rented two on the same day, actually.
Really?
I'm going to go with sword.
That's not the answer, but I'm curious. Were you thinking of stabbing somebody, but you weren't ready to commit? What?
No, it was for a photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
But it was awesome.
I bet. Back to the question. I'll give you a hint. Why did it cross the road? Because you rented it for the next month.
A chicken?
You can rent a chicken. Rent a chicken.
Oh.
If you're too chicken to buy a chicken, you can now rent a chicken. For $350, a company called Rent the Chicken will deliver to you two hens, a chicken coop, and annoyed phone calls from your neighbors at 4:30 a.m. The process begins when they walk you around the chicken and they mark any previous damage the chicken might have.
Its cloaca is dented. We can't accept this chicken. We're sorry. We're billing this to your MasterCard.
But apparently this is for people who, like, you know, think they might want to own chickens and are ready, so they'll rent the chickens. They'll see how it goes.
Don't let them talk you into the undercoating.
That's terrible. Adam, a lot of cars have keyless entry, you know. That's where the car can sense a transmitter in your pocket, starts right up for you. Mm-hmm. Well, the Japanese have invented a system in which you can start a car with your what?
Mind!
You didn't even wait for him to be done.
No, he knew. He was using that power.
His not car is
mind.
Running.
Yeah, yeah. Not your mind.
I just started my car. Your phone.
No.
Your chicken. Go, Clucky. Start car. I'll take a hint on this one.
The system is installed. This is true in the seat.
Oh, so you just with your butt. You sit down.
You start the car with your butt. Yes.
Okay. Is it individuated?
It is.
It knows your butt.
This is the thing.
You can never lend your friend your car.
Exactly. That's what everybody says. Here's the thing. We know about fingerprint recognition and facial recognition. It's inevitable that we get to this day, butt recognition.
Oh, that is such a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Why?
Because when do you really need your car to start? When you've injured your butt. And because you've injured it, the car doesn't recognize you. You can't drive to the hospital. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
How lazy do the Japanese think we Americans are? That they're like, oh, they can't lift their hand and press the button. That's too much work to start the car. Just let them sit their fat ass in the seat. And away we go.
We kind of deserve that one, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.